A Song Sung, A Melody Returned, by J. Simpson. There's a scraping sound, friction of blade against hide, the pulling of skin, a consistent thrum of movement, a ritual and prayer on the backdrop of canvas and sinew. Upon walking in, I am awash in the sensory experience of Nay Sha, Our House, by Teresa Vandermeer Chasse. My breath hitches, and my shoulders sag in. My eyes burn with an overwhelming sense of grief and witnessing. You can smell the tanned hide, see the way the light is dampened by the canvas, and the beadwork glints, light a thousand small pinpricks of light, as if glowing from behind, peering inwards. I immediately think about my mother, Julianne Simpson. I think about my Auntie Olga, who calls me up and updates me on the ways in which our family in the downtown East Side is still here. But sometimes we lose someone. I lost my mother more than a decade ago, and I would like to wish that things were different when it comes to our reality. The positionality of Teresa Vandermeer Chasse's work in proximity to the downtown East Side is captivating, and a stark reminder of the ways in which our grief of substance use-related death impacts so many of us, especially so on these unceded territories. I'm at work, in a small gallery on Pender Street, and I see folks much alike to me. On their bodies is the familiar black container with a white cross. I see the numbers ebb and flow, a tide of confusion and fury, as Ken Sim and David Eby enact anti-drug laws that kill more and more of our kin across the city and province. I think about my friends in the DTS, how I bump into Jazz outside the West Pub. They call me a little bitch and ask if I want a sip of whiskey from their flask. It's cold. The very air in my lungs curls around in concentric waves. As I think about this, I hear a wet noise in Nay Sha, a consistent, patterned noise. I turn to Teresa and ask her. The auditory accompaniment is the process of tanning a hide, the scraping and splashing, and the auditory ends with the rumble of a car ripping up a driveway. It's her grandparent coming to visit. I stand in awe, my friends nearby, and I'm reflecting on how last year Kendall and I marched with Dulf, on how my community of harm reduction friends zip around, looking for our friends and community members. I'm awash in the ways it's us, folks with direct experiences with the toxic drug supply, creating these weavings and patterns of care. Continental Breakfast is shouting into the microphone at a queer party to test your supply and not use alone. A harm reduction buddy at the party is testing someone's bag for them at the station and teaching someone how to use a safe snorting kit. I'm in a sea of bodies so much like mine and so different, indigenous and queer and trans and varying in experience and life, and so close to the place that so many cast downturned looks at. I could write a thousand love poems to the downtown East Side, and maybe I will. Teresa Vandermeer Chasse accomplishes something so phenomenal with this work, a resounding statement that art is political and devastatingly important to the work that's to come and to the work that has already been done. By fusing the personal journey and allowing a wider audience to be a part of this witnessing, it feels in part ceremonial and also a call for a better tomorrow. When I walked out of the exhibition, it felt like my head was breaching the cold waters of English Bay, the air hurting my lungs and my face stinging, my muscles on fire. Visceral and haunting, like part of me was fighting to come back up, as if witnessing such a rich exploration of grief and locational experience was needed deep in my spirit. When I reflect on my grief of overdoses and toxic supply, I feel overwhelmed, as if I couldn't fathom it, this insurmountable ocean I have been familiar with since 2000, when I lost my stepfather. The province of British Columbia seems to be a battleground of pseudo-progressive and liberation talking point parties, and the farcical cartoon villain acting conservative parties. A place where safe supply has become a battleground on moral public purview, instead of granting our own neighbors, our fellow humans, the grace and humanity we all should be given at a base level. I am a person full of grief, rife with the weight of loss, and many times I allow this well of hurt to manifest into rage, rage that pushes my body outside onto the front lines. I find myself walking side by side with Wes, with Kendall, with Meenakshi, with Dean, with Jazz. I'm mad at a Métis youth shelter in Kamloops that evicts youth in and from care if they are found with substances, forcing them into the streets, even if it's the dead of winter. I think about how many housing organizations do this to folks across the province, forcing the many indigenous folks accessing these programs to lose housing and safety. Kendall Yan once said, "Everyone has an inalienable right to safe supply." And I concur, there is something so cruel and genocidal about denying someone safety, especially when the weight of grief and intergenerational trauma so often leads so many of us into self-medicating and self-soothing by many means. Who is to judge how one tries to find reprieve in this storm of moral superiority that the governing bodies seem to be manufacturing at the expense of our very lives? I guess what I am trying to say here is that I still don't know what to do with my grief. But when spending some time in Nay Sha, our house by Teresa Vandermeer Chassé, there was a calm and airlessness about it, like I was suspended in the heart and song that Teresa so graciously shares with us. I feel more than just the space it takes, but the fingerprints of many lives and the whispers of many stories. A love letter to another, a song sung too early, but with a melody unlike any I have ever heard until now. I mean, I've heard the chorus, a few voices in different media, but now it feels cacophonous, the expression of grief and ceremony, this manifestation of wanting, wanting more than this despondent and callous disregard from our own service providers and the care system. Instead of losing faith, I will close my eyes and know, truly, that there are many in their craft and heart who refuse to allow grief to silence them, rather to fuse sinew to bone again, extend muscle and build up the body. A song will be sung and a cacophonous melody returned.